Oh, this is exciting. It's been a long time coming. As you can see from the building behind, the new building is going to be, you know, 100 times better than the facility we have now. It'll be better for the animals. It'll be better for the people who have to work inside the building. It's a pleasure to be here to attend the groundbreaking, and we hope the building goes up soon and so that we can occupy it hopefully before winter.
What are some of the specifics that make the new facility better than the existing one?
Well, part of it is the existence of an isolation area. When animal control brings animals in, of course, they have no idea about their background. So they need to isolate the animals so that they don't have any communicable diseases that can be spread to animals that are already here. The current facility has a hard time doing that. Not only space, but also the heating and ventilation system, etc. The new building will have the ability to isolate even the heating and ventilation for a particular area so that we can keep any communicable diseases away from the rest of the animal population. And then there are public facilities where people who want to adopt animals can come in and look at the animals, and then the animals can be brought out to a nice clean area where the potential family and the animal can interact right here under the supervision of animal control. And it's very difficult to do that in the current building.